topic of the shiur is goal setting. Okay, why is goal setting so important, and how to set the right goals in order to be successful in life? So we know at Aretz they're always talking about how if you want to be happy in life, you want to be besimcha. So what's Rabbini's favorite line about how do you get to a place of simcha? What is happiness?
Purpose.
Purpose, exactly. Rabbini says meaning, purpose, or our goals, right?
With Aaron's quote, is like the way to be happy is to be happy on the way.
Nice. So that.
Why do you need to be happy? So great.
What do I mean be happy?
Why do you need to be happy?
Why do you need to be happy? That's a great question. It could be there's some people who are not. Don't necessarily value as a happiness.
No,
as
I'm not
that
it's
the
not
ideal
a
goal.
Value, but why is the ideal? Yeah.
So from a Torah perspective, there certainly are a lot of sources which indicate that happiness is very important. For example, next week's parsha, Ki Tavo, it says all these curses come upon you, tachat asher lo avada delokim mitoch simcha, because you didn't serve God with joy. That's why all this bad stuff happens. And you know, if you want to go on a Hasidic level, Rabbi Nachman famously says. Simcha, you can't overcome any test in life without being in a place of simcha, of joy. Like, you'll never really be able to overcome the test that Hashem wants you to do if you're not in a place of simcha. Now, we have to define what simcha means.
Yeah.
Simcha doesn't necessarily mean going on venue to a nanach and, like, jumping around. That could also be simcha. But you could be in a state of, like, calm and even maybe a little down and still be besimcha. Okay?
Okay.
But in any case, so let's say from a Jewish perspective, that's a tiny, you know, we'll talk more about that, but why is simcha important? From a psychological perspective, what do you guys, why is it important to be happy? Why is that?
Because otherwise you're sad.
Okay. Yeah, just as human beings, yes, most people, like, what are...
Being happy makes us feel good, so we should do it.
I think there's a difference between makes us feel good and happy. Like, you could take a drug or, you know... And that makes you feel good, but it's not necessarily happy because you know it's fake. I think happiness or simcha or is or defined.
But I can smile and that makes me happy.
Smiling can help you get to a place of happiness, but I don't think smiling is by definition is happiness. Okay. But anyways, maybe another time we'll schmooze about like defining our terms. But I think for most people, it's pretty self-intuitive that we want to be happy. Like, we don't really need to argue about that. Everyone wants to be happy. In fact, I think most people, I probably would say my main goal in life is to be happy. I think that's probably it. I think serving Hashem is also important, and that's what brings me towards happiness. And certainly there are things which on the short term won't make me happy. Certainly Avram wasn't happy when he was on the way to, you know, kill his son, I'm assuming. But deep inside he knew it was the right thing to do, and that's like a deeper form of happiness, okay? That's like a super-duper short answer. But, So Rabbini likes to say that if you want to be happy, you need to have meaning, you need to have purpose, you need to have goals in life, right? So I want to tweak that a little bit and get more precise. So look at source number one. Having goals is one of the keys towards happiness. Achieving goals is not the key towards happiness. Achieving your goals won't necessarily make you happy. Give me an example of that. Why am I claiming that achieving your goals doesn't make you happy?
I would say a goal is to make $1 million.
Right.
If you make $1 million, like, you still should have other things that you want to do in case you want to live for.
It's about having the right goals.
Right. Well, that's in terms of having the right goals.
Maybe it's about the manner, the activity of setting a goal.
Right. Or getting there. As getting towards the goal. Basically, you achieve any goal in life. It could be a dumb one, you know, like just money or riches or whatever. It could be a really good one. It could be I'm training for years to be the best musician in the world, and then I finally have that gig, and I rock that gig, and that was awesome. And you will be happy for a day, 2 days, maybe even a month if it's like really... But then you're going to go back to your old self, right? And statistics show, this source number one, psychologist Philip Rickman demonstrated that happiness... of lotto winners returns to baseline after a short time, after a month. They're happy, they're amazing, then after a month, like, they go back to normal life. And the same is true of accident victims who became paraplegic. They soon go back to their baseline happiness levels.
Wait, I don't get the ball. Can you explain it?
In other words, if a person's normally at this level of happiness, You might have a momentary day, week.
Why does paraplegic mean?
They're going down. They're not. They lost all of their.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be sad for a while. But even then, the paraplegic people will come back towards their baseline eventually, statistically, most of the time. You know, most of the time, they go back to their initial happiness.
You mean because if Mashiach comes, they're going to be healed? Yeah.
That's true, but the question is, will they be happier?
No.
They'll be the same. Pretty, not the same, but the same general thing.
Maybe.
So what I'm trying to point out here is that happiness is not necessarily connected to achieving your goals, right? So what is happiness then? If it's not achieving goals and your purpose and meaning and goals is life, then like what is it? Okay, hear the kasha. So here's the answer. Source number two, David Wasson, the psychologist, says it's not about attaining the goals; it's about having goals. If I'm going on a road trip, but I don't know the destination, the trip won't be much fun, right? But the goal of the road trip is not necessarily to go. To get to Lake Tahoe, right? The goal of the road trip is the journey in getting to Lake Tahoe.
It's a journey,
right? This, we actually have this.
Not the destination.
Right.
Unless this, you're Neely and you're not alone.
This is a muffalo between me and my wife. She's actually into getting to places. She actually cares about the destination.
That's just because you're always happy. You're terrible for this example.
In general, I have a happy disposition.
It's
true, but I wasn't.
It's true.
That's true. But I
do this you need one without the other. It goes both ways,
but here's the nuance I'm pointing out. Of course you need goals, right? But in the life is about getting towards your goals. And you just gotta keep setting more goals that you're getting towards and you're happy with those goals. Life is not about achieving those goals. Life is about setting the right goals and enjoying that process in getting towards that goals. That's what will make you a happier person. Chop?
I think it's like more like the means are also ends in and of themselves.
Exactly. That's exactly the next. Goals are the means, not just the ends. Source number three. There we go. Not bad. Not bad at all. Exactly.
You can stay there right now. You pass the test.
Like the journey of getting there is not just a means to get to the goal. That means also a goal.
Sure. Of course, the goal has to be meaningful, certainly. Right, but sports is a great example. It's very easy to understand. Well, like you're playing the basketball game, of course you want to win the game. But like, nobody thinks the point of the game is really to get 11 points. The point of the game is to have fun and run around and get whatever, right? And you're in that a lot of time when you're really enjoying something.
Honestly,
I feel like I'm waiting. I don't want it to be over because I'm enjoying it so much.
Yeah, honestly, like even in frisbee, like sometimes even when we win, I'm kind of like I was less excited
sober
than when we were playing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Frisbee is such a good example of that.
I've never had that experience before.
You have to play frisbee. Just shun a bet.
You have to play. It's the only
sport out
there.
So,
it's
all right.
A good sport play here.
So clearly goals are huge because you got to set the right goals and then you got to enjoy the process. Many people get stuck on this point and their whole life is pursuing goals. They got to get through college. You gotta get high school and college to attain this goal.
Yeah, they don't enjoy the present.
And they don't enjoy the process because it's all about getting there. And in the process of getting there, they're not enjoying it. And this is something you could be doing even for holy purposes. You got to prepare this year. I got the guys are coming. I got to get it together. But the whole time I'm stressed and like, you know, I'm not really excited about it. You know, or maybe the goal itself doesn't really excite me, so I'm not really enjoying getting there. Okay? So we have to try to find a way that as we're getting towards that goal, we're enjoying it. Okay? One of the tricks, for example, is giving yourself more time, right? 94% of college kids are stressed for time, right? And Judah's college is much, from experience, college is actually chiller than high school. So they're not enjoying it if they're stressed, if they have, you know...
Wait, you can go to college.
I did go to college.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Bar-Ilan.
American college.
I went to Bar-Ilan University. Granted, it's a different situation.
Where were you going
to
go?
I was JG Know as well. It doesn't matter. But point is that we're it's not about college kids. We've all experienced this. You're so busy. Your day is packed with this chavrusa, this to that, and you're not really enjoying it because you're so stressed about you know everything. I personally could say that the time I felt this most palpably recently, I was on Har HaBayis with Neely, which is like an amazing opportunity of a lifetime. But I was so stressed out because I was supposed to give my siyum to you guys, and it was the last day, and I had to squeeze it in between breakfast. That the whole time I'm like, I gotta get out of Higher Bias. It was like ridiculous, ridiculous. But
I remember that.
But that's just a very palpable example, you know, where like you forget that what it's all about in attaining the goals, in achieving, as opposed to enjoying the process of getting there. Okay, so good. So goals is a key to life. Goals liberate us to enjoy the here and now. A lot of people feel like, oh, I don't want to set goals, and I can't enjoy the moment because I always have this goal to get to. There definitely are people that legitimately feel that way, but why am I claiming that goals liberate the here and now? Why does goals actually make it Zayo Masasha?
What does
that mean? It brings meaning to your existence. Oh, it's an alright phrase. You're going to learn it. This is the day which I'm going to serve Hashem and rejoice in Him.
It's not from to you.
Alright, I wrote it.
He's
great. Yeah, he's great. Anyways, yes.
No, that's why, because it's Softavar, but Softavar comes in Zayon.
Softavar comes in Zayon.
Exactly. If you don't have
a
goal...
that one at the end of his year.
Exactly. If you don't have a goal you're working towards, you're not going to enjoy the moment. You're just going to be lost.
That's what he did. Just carpe diem. It's just like, enjoy the moment, and then...
But there's nothing... Right. Maybe some of you guys experienced over the summer. I definitely had moments of this, where you just don't know what to do. You have so many, like... I have a lot of things to do, but I don't know exactly what I'm focusing on. And so I have all the time, but because I don't have anything in particular driving me, I'm not enjoying the moment, right? So it's very important to have goals in order to allow me to enjoy the moment.
But that could even be goals like, I know I need to bring Mashiach, so even when I'm sitting on a bus, if I'm smiling at somebody, but have still goals, right?
No, you're supposed to have goals. You have to have goals.
You have, like, more general goals as opposed to specific
goals. Sure. Of course it can be a general goal, as long as that general goal is motivating you. The question is, what motivates you? It doesn't really matter what the goal is, as long as it motivates you to be the best person you can be. Right? Okay, good. Now, advantage number two, this is, like, practically, why is it important to have goals? Why is it important to set goals? As opposed to just because it makes you happy, like, in terms of getting stuff done. Why? How do goals help you achieve?
If you don't get stuff, you won't have anything to get done if you don't set a goal.
My husband took a life. He's eventually a professional life coach.
Yes.
And he took a course, and they said you have to. What's the three liner, babe? Take, make.
Make plan. Visual.
Come on.
Make the plans. Take, I don't know. I got this. Sorry.
It's like thought, speech, and action. In order to take the action, you have to speak it out. And before you speak
the
it out,
plans
you have
you
the
make,
thought in the first place.
The dreams you take.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The actions that you... something like that. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I am officially a life coach. So if any guys want me to be guinea pigs, I'd be happy to schmooze with you guys and give you my...
Wait, when did that open? Over the summer?
Over the summer, I took a course. So, I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. That this course is part... This is very similar to life coaching. Like similar types of ideas. Okay. So, I wanna give you some cool stories, or quotes. So, source number four. In 1879, Thomas Edison announced that he would publicly display the electric light bulb by December 31st, even though all of his experiments had, at that point, failed. Right, so he had failed everything, but he made a proclamation, no matter what, I'm going to have a light bulb by December 31st. On the last day of that year, there was light. Right, it's a cool...
No one says that anymore. Like, I will have a light bulb by December 31st.
Yeah, but they should, because it would be cool. But that's
so 1770-something.
Come on. No, probably, crazy. I don't know. In Edison, I did my report on
it. In the 70s.
There's 1770s.
Like
so this is what a modern jargon will call throwing your knapsack over the wall, which means I gotta get over the wall, and if I don't throw my knapsack over the wall, I might end up going back, right? So one trick, if you want to really achieve goals, you throw your knapsack over the wall. You're committed. You make a commit yourself, commitment, and then
commit and follow through.
Once you're like. Your knapsack's over, you have no choice. You have to go through the wall. As long as your knapsack's on, you could always go back. Right? You don't want to have that option.
That's interesting.
So this is a trick. If you want to really accomplish goals, you need to make commitments, right? To make it happen. Let's make give you an example. You really, really want to get better at Gemara or something, right? But you're like, your go-to is to, your free time, learn a little Ari Kaplan and Jonathan Sacks. But, like, because that's easier for you. But, like, you really want to learn Ari Kap, Gemara. So what would be throwing your knapsack? Give me an example of throwing your knapsack over the wall.
Burn all of your other books.
Could do that. That'd be a little extreme. No, but that's one option.
That's just like burning the road back about you, right? You didn't do anything with your knapsack.
Take your
Okay, buy a Gemara.
Buy a Gemara. Really, really expensive Gemara, and then you'll feel bad.
Only leave the Gemara at your makom.
Only leave Gemara at your makom. Or make a chavrusa,
yeah,
make a slot.
Take all your other books out of your makom.
Make a chavrusa, make a slot, and say, like, Reb Lau, can we learn for these 3 hours?
Invite Reb Aaron for your seminar like 2 months.
Can you learn with us in the morning?
Right. Exactly. So you make some sort of commitment, and that makes it happen. And now, I want to take it a little, throw God in there a little bit. William Murray is a Scottish mountaineer. Source number 5.
Scottish.
Here, why don't we have when you guys want to read it? Jake, you go for it. Source number 5, yeah.
Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always
wow.
In effectiveness. The moment one definitely commits himself, providence moves too. All sorts of things occur that would not otherwise have occurred.
Nice. Good.
That's great.
That's
great.
Corny?
The thing you don't know about
is give up. So what's he saying? What's William Murray saying? What's William Murray really darshaning?
Yeah, I wasn't really like listening when you said
it. He's saying throw it over, basically.
No, he's saying a little bit more.
No, but it's about providence.
Exactly.
It's that Hashem. There's like a line. Hashem helps the. I don't know.
Those who help themselves.
Yes.
What Hashem? What
helps those who help themselves?
Wait, so you're not Kofi?
Guys, go the way you do it.
Kofi's monkey.
Shh. Yeah.
Kofir.
What were you saying?
Why can't you use that word?
You can. You definitely can.
Actually, I don't like using that word either.
Great. We can have a philosophical discussion about it later.
We did
it. Point is, what the heck is William Murray saying here about what happens when you throw your knapsack over the wall, so to speak?
When you dedicate yourself to something.
Then what happens?
Hashem will help you.
You're going to get the, you're going to get, what's it called? The Shechina.
That you can get providence, you can get divine help. Right, we're in Elul now. What do we always say? Anila Dodi, I open it up from below, and then God comes from above. Right, we just do our best, we set that goal, we make that commitment, and Hashem helps us. And then, William Murray, it's Mufurush. Mufurush William Murray. So try it. You make a goal, and then Hashem's gonna a goal that you really, really committed to and excited about, even if it's a little bit above what you normally would, push yourself to do, and Hashem will help you do it. Okay. On a more practical level, source 7, psychologists have proven having yeah, they have not. Sorry about that. Having explicit objectives that are challenging and specific with... Okay, again, I'll say it again. Having explicit objectives, very clear, that are challenging and specific. Right? Challenging because if you're playing basketball with the 4-year-old, it's not fun. And specific means, if you don't have very specific goals, we're just going to be fluffy and say, being healthy, yogurts are healthy, even if it has a lot of sugar. Whatever. Specific with clear timeline, meaning you have to have a specific criteria of when I'm going to accomplish this goal by when, leads to better performance, right? Everyone knows by having specific goals with clear timelines, that gets athletes and everyone to be more effective. Okay, so on a tachlis level, you set goals, it works. It's statistically, okay? Now, what do I mean by setting goals? This is source 8. Setting goals at making a commitment in words, which can create a better future. Goals give us the ability to overcome obstacles, right? What do I mean goals give us the ability to overcome obstacles? Give me an example of that.
I know. Because I have a goal to have less sugar in my life. So even though those Doritos and junk foods, even though those Doritos are really an obstacle for me, I know I could only have junk food on Shabbos.
I'm giving you the exact example. There we go. Great example.
Do you guys want to do it with us? It's called Saturdays. He hates that name. I love that name. It means you guys
because Saturday's not a word.
No, because you can't get fat on Shabbos.
No, it's not about getting fat. It's about eating healthy and then enjoying Hashem's delights only on when it's Kodesh.
And then on Shabbos, eating unhealthy.
No, it's in Hashem.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
When you get to heaven, Hashem's going to ask you if you enjoy the pleasures of the world. So we're just going to say, yeah, in a Kodesh.
We had poison on Shabbos.
Physical health is a pleasure, no?
Oh, that's why teaching at a yeshiva is hard.
To the guy's question?
Yes. The girls would have been like, oh, ha, you're so funny. And the boys are like, yeah, whatever.
Kicking my side. Anyways, alright. So, no, by the way, even that, when since we've been doing this, then when you get to Shabbos, your taibas aren't as strong. You, like, don't even need it that much anymore. It's like Eishet Ifa Torah.
That's
once
true.
Once you push it off, it's like...
Oh, I was doing that with you by the Sunday need on Shabbos. And
you
then,
think you'd have more.
I was like, oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, once you have a value attached to not eating meat, it's like...
Yeah.
Whatever. I had the same thing when I stopped eating meat. Anyways, okay.
You guys are both vegetarian?
I'm a full vegetarian. I think Jakey. I don't know what Jakey is yet.
Pescatarian.
He's getting there.
Yeah.
He's on the dare.
He's starting to regret his move to a right touch.
First to write the, and then ditch Cornell.
I insist on the air now.
Wait, why? Why does being at a Raita mean that you become a vegetarian?
It does.
Don't tell him, guys.
No, it kind of does. By the way, like, towards the beginning of Shana Aleph, I had a friend who, she's Australian, so...
Okay,
no,
I'm going to party.
She's Australian, so she was sort of, like, happy. She was like, oh, you're going to
write... Source number 9, Ohed Kamin, who is a philosopher, says the following. I love this quote. Life, okay, which goals should we make for ourselves? We've established that we really want to make goals. But now the question is, like, okay, but what goals should I make? Because there's a lot of things I want to accomplish. So Oed Kamin says, life is short. First ask yourself, what can you do? Then, what do you want to do? Then, what do you really, really want to do? Then do it. Kavala. That's a good quote, no?
Why in that order?
It is a beautiful quote.
Right.
Why in that order? Because
that is a very beautiful quote.
If you
quote.
First have what can I do, then you're limited already. You don't.
Well, really no, let's say it's I really, really want to be like an amazing, like the, a rock,
yes.
A rock star beyond the, that there's never been before, but like you can't play, that's a bad example. You have a bad voice, and you want to be a, if you don't have the voice, you can't do it. So.
You want to be a rock star, but you just... For
you had
an accident,
you
don't
know, depend.
No, you want. Right.
Exactly.
So you have to know.
If you really
want to
be a singer, then you really want to be a rock star.
Right. Okay. So you got to go through that list. What can I do? What do I want to do? What I really, really want to do. And then you know inside what you really want to do. Okay. So now this is just a, you know, to buttress that point. The goal of life is to move from I have to I want to. Or aser ritzoncha kiritzono, kadesh yaser ritzono kiritzoncha. Right. That you should want to serve Hashem. You should want to do torments. In the beginning, it might not come naturally, but the goal is to want to do whatever you're doing, whatever your goals you're pursuing. You want to be pursuing it because you love it, not because you have to do it. Okay? It doesn't always start that way, but that's the goal.
Why?
Why? Because you want to enjoy life. And if you're doing it because you have to do it, then you're not going to be enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? It could be that there's a day when I wake up for Shacharis and I have to wake up for Shacharis, but in general, I want to be an Eved Hashem. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the general misgeret is something I want to do, even though right now I'd rather sleep in. But
like,
I want to...
If I want to be an Eved Hashem also, like, then I'm doing it because I want to do it.
Right. You're doing as you want to do it. Great. Exactly. Exactly. I'm not throwing away have to, but I'm saying the goal is really that we should want to do whatever we're doing.
Yeah, I see.
Okay? Good. Okay, source 10, Howard Thurman says, don't ask yourself... Oh, this is another good one. If you're still trying to figure out what you want to do with yourself, don't ask yourself what the world needs. This is a little bit counterintuitive. You might think, well, what does the world need? I need to do shidduchim. I need to, you know, make a soup kitchen. I need to be a lawyer. No, ask yourself what makes you come alive. And then go and do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. And that's really such a geschmack idea. Because when you're... learning, let's say in the base, what you love learning, or you're pursuing what you love doing, you're happy, you're bubbly, and you're lighting up all the people around you, and they just want to be around you. Even if like, maybe you would be doing a bigger mitzvah by going to visit everyone in the old age home every day. But you wouldn't be happy, and then you wouldn't be lighting the people up around you, right? So obviously there's a limit, right? You know, if your whole life is a selfish pursuit of something that lights you up, but it's not helping society at all, then maybe that's off balance. But in general, within the realm of, you know, positive things, find what you love doing, and then when you're doing that, you're going to be happy. You know, when you're really truly happy, then you're going to light everyone else up around you. Cool idea, no? That's good. That's geschmack. Okay. And finally, source 11, we need to engage in activities that are neither too hard nor too easy. Which means that if the activity is too easy, you're going to see you're going to eventually get bored of it and, like, not be happy with yourself. And, like, a lot of times I'll if I have a whole day and all I learned was easy Hasidic, not Hasidic can be challenging, but I'm saying I'm reading these English books all day, I'm learning all day, but I'm not challenging myself, I didn't break my head on Gemara a little, you know, Mishnah Berurah, whatever, then I don't feel, like, excited, you know? So you got to find the balance in your life of sweet things that are, you know, delicious to you, but at the same time, challenging things, you know? So these are just general things. At the end of the day, we're going to have to come up with the specifics in our own particular lives. Okay, final point, just in terms of the pump-up schmooze, and then we're going to, the hard part, which is actually, you know, making our life goals. And this is about the importance of ritualizing. What do I mean by ritualizing? What does it mean to have a ritual? What's a ritual that we have?
Prayer.
Prayer is a ritual. Why is it a ritual?
Because we do it every day.
Exactly.
Shofar blowing on YouTube.
Shofar blowing on YouTube.
Because we watch it every time.
Or in shul. Good. Not necessarily a Jewish. Give me a not Jewish ritual. There's a lot of rituals.
Ritual.
A ritual means something that we do because we do that. Eat breakfast.
Check your phone.
Yeah. Brush your teeth. Good example for someone. Right? So rituals. So this is a very important piece. Aristotle said the following. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, but a habit. So what's Aristotle tainaing? What's he saying? How do you become great? It's about...
He's ready for marriage.
I can follow.
You want a lady?
She's got a lot.
Oh, great.
Ready for marriage.
Great. So Aristotle's saying, if you want to be great, it's not about I want to be great, but it's about the habits that you do, which push you to do the things that you know you should do, even if you don't really aren't in the mood right now, right? Davening, and the minion's a great example, but there's many... This is all of life, right? We got to make good rituals, get into the good habits, and then it becomes so much easier. Right? Has anyone ever had a thing where, like, it was really hard, and then they just got into a ritual, and then, like, came, like, easy streak? But
it's not easy streak.
Yeah, I just started exercising. I don't exercise a lot, but I exercise every day.
Give him a blessing.
That's great. I bless you should keep exercising. Fine, it's great.
Tzitzit.
Tzitzit's a good example. Exercise, me and my wife, we didn't really follow through.
I jog a mile, like, 3 times, 4 times a week.
Awesome. And the key is to have a schedule and to stick with it, right?
Exactly.
Because once you get off the schedule, it's done.
And once you set a time to do it, like, for a regular mile of days, then you get into the habit of it and you want to do it, and it makes you feel better.
Exactly. For me, it was like when I did push-ups and set it before I ate. That was just my ritual and became just normal. And then became like, you know, even when I'm not in the mood, I have to do it. And then it becomes easy.
Just make that thing this year for like all the Shema Aleph's as well.
That's
right. Getting up in the morning.
Getting up in the morning is another good example. Okay. John Dryden says we first make our habits and then our habits make us. Right. Aristotle. Jim Lohr said instead of focusing on self-discipline, what we need to introduce is new rituals into our lives. In other words, a lot of times you get this musar and the same musar over and over again. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. And they're right. And you know that already. But, like, you're so lazy. So then, like, what's the problem? So the problem is you need to attach to that inspiration some ritual that you commit yourself to. And then you'll get out of being lazy. So instead of, right? The ritual might be before I go to bed, I read Masilas Yisharim. I have to read that. Maybe, right? Or just I have to jump up out of bed and do 10 push-ups when I wake up. I don't know. Whatever it is. You have to attach a ritual that you commit yourself at set times in order to make things last. Okay? So that's the last piece about setting goals. You need to ritualize it. Tony Schwartz, right, the famous speaker, says, incremental change is the key. Success feeds on itself. So what that means is you don't necessarily have to set 20 goals and accomplish all of them. Set one goal. Succeed. And then you're ready to get the next one because you're feeling good about yourself. Set the next goal. And then it builds and builds and builds, and soon you're accomplishing all your goals and you feel great about yourself. Okay, so this is the classic idea, but that you don't want to overdo it and set two unrealistic goals, or else you're just going to shoot yourself in the foot.
Who's Vishnu?
All right, Gaval. So now we're up to the exercise part. I made sheets, but I can't find them. But you guys can do this with me if you're interested, and that's what I'm doing with my life coaching, essentially just helping people make goals and then sticking to it. But maybe we could try it out tonight just to, like, kind of get in the rhythm and, like, practice and see what it's like. So why don't you guys pair up and you guys pair up and just have chavrusa. Have a chavrusa about one goal that you want to set for, could be a long-term goal for the year, but I'd prefer if it's like a specific goal for this month, for this week, for tomorrow it could be. But not just the goal, but the goal with specific action steps that you're going to take. What action steps am I going to take in order to make this happen?
Wow.
And if you really want to go in depth, you could say, well, what roadblocks are going to jump into my life, and how do I overcome those roadblocks? Okay, I'll give you guys pens.
I already started.
But just to conclude, I bless you all that you should all make goals, enjoy the journey of life, and accomplish our goals. And we should, especially in El, is very relevant because it's all about tshuva and restarting and slichos. I highly recommend making goals for yourself. And then having these 3 weeks just be the time where you see yourself becoming a better person. And then you get to Rosh Hashanah, you're like, see, Hashem, I'm working, I'm improving, I'm getting there. Shkaya. All right. Yeah, guys, good.